if say you were at work and an order came in for somebody to pick up laundry somewhere or dry cleaning something somewhere from a well-known customer, and there was a question as to which person was going to go pick it up or who was going to be available, and you thought that you might be the one to do the pickup, and you wanted to know if you were going to be the one to pick up some laundry, so you would ask blank to pick it up. What would be the question you would ask of someone to find out if you were to be the one?
Oh, they wanted me to pick it up?
Yeah. If you wanted to know if you were to be the one to do it, let's say, who's somebody else?
Oh, I mean, I would first find out, what is it in my territory?
Okay.
Or is it in the other outman's territory?
Okay, say it's in your territory, and there's a, for this purpose, let's say there's a young guy working there for the summer, and there might be a question as to whether you would be the one to pick it up or whether he might go out instead and you had something more important to do. Mm-hmm. And you ask the dispatcher or whoever sent you out in the territory, you ask him a question, and the question ended up with to pick it up, and you want to know if you were to be the one to pick it up.
Oh, when did they want me to pick it up? This afternoon or mm-hmm. in the morning?
Now, if you wanted to know if you were to be the one, what would be the question?
Oh, I would say that I'll pick it up this afternoon or the morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Most likely.
Let's say it was Sunday over at your house and there was a crowd in for dinner, and there was a question as to whether you or two people who happened to be over there were going to pick up some ice, and Louise knew who she wanted to go pick up the ice, and you wanted to know if you were to be the one to do it, you would say blank 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 to pick up the ice.
Do you want me to go pick the ice up?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna ask, sort of. Okay. It's odd how you have to get around those things,
yeah.
Isn't it? This is another one of those difficult sections. Let's see. If you were delivering laundry one day on your territory and someone came to the door and you had the laundry in the hand, your hand, what would you say to them? That you presented them with the laundry.
Oh, I'd say, well, you mean if the regular customer, I'd say, well, I'm sorry I'm running late, but I'm running about an hour off
well,
schedule.
Say if
today.
It was a sort of unfamiliar person and you just wanted to give them their laundry and say.
Oh, I identify myself. They may not know me.
Mm-hmm. And then what would you say?
I'd say, I'm Mr. Freeland from Vogue Cleaners.
Okay.
And I have your laundry. It's ready.
Okay.
And do it. That'd be all it is.
And as you handed them the laundry, what would be your exact words then?
Oh, I'd tell them what the price is. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is.
Uh-huh. All right.
And then, of course, I would say thank you when they mm-hmm. complete the transaction, of course.
If I ask you, if you think, say, if I ask you if you think Maynard Jackson's going to be elected the next time, and you didn't think so, you might say, no, blank many people who think so, though.
Well, there's a lot of people that think he will be, but frankly speaking, I don't think he will.
You don't think so?
Personally, I don't. Well, I
Who do you think will be?
I really don't know.
You think Latch Fowler's going to run?
Well, ever who runs will probably defeat him. I mean, if there isn't too many, split the votes up too much.
You think there's been too much bumbling?
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much. He's too trying to force the issue too much, such as this airport deal out there. You know, those black contractors sharing on that. Well, that's ridiculous. Well, they haven't got any architects that are qualified, you mean, in this area, you know, black.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do, go out of the state and invite them to come in here without knowing their qualifications? It's, I mean, he's all wet on this.